July 2012 meeting of the Exposition Metro Line Construction Authority, and we'll begin with the roll call.
Director Leahy, Director Corret, Director O'Leary.
Present.
Director Lady Thomas.
Here.
Director Restall.
Here.
Director Scobo.
Here.
Vice Chair O'Connor.
Here.
Quorum is present.
Hey, thank you. So we'll begin with item number three, the approval of the June 2012 minutes. Do I have a motion? That was a motion by
O'Leary.
Yeah, I know. I was going to say, I have to, council member or board member, I thought I call you board member O'Leary in this. And board member Westall. So any opposition? No order. So those minutes are adopted. Now we'll move on to public comment. We have several speakers. First, I'll call up Mr. Clint Simmons, and Mr. Simmons is here on a few items, so why don't you head on up. And then after Mr. Simmons, we'll have Ingeborg Pochaska, followed by Eric Sievering. But we'll begin with Mr. Simmons. On his item.
Well, good afternoon, Madam Vice Chair. You, I guess you're getting ready for your turn next year, is that it?
I guess I get a little practice, huh?
You said, what, if you reelected?
I get a little practice.
Oh, a little practice, okay. Right, fine. My name is Clint Simmons. I'm representing the West Ham Neighborhood Council as well as the United Community Association. So back in April, the management of Expo Authority had promised a noise report on the Expo One line. And the same thing was repeated by Tom Jasmine, a rail manager for the MTA. That was on April the 28th. I haven't seen one as yet. We have a problem with a storm drain box that runs parallel along the alignment. And what has happened is there was three manhole covers that was covered, not misplaced, but they was covered by the contractors. And after reporting this to the county, they have been able to recover two. And the third one, I was talking with the gentleman working, and what has happened is that they took it out completely and put a metal slab over. So this is a dangerous, misleading type of item that they have here. The next item that we have is a water main at Crenshaw Boulevard that was put down. We raised some of these issues during the time of the construction where they cut the water line, and they did not leave enough what we call overrun to hook up the new part. And so over a period of time, the train, as it moves through the shaking, is going to completely cause the old part of that power line to is corroded already, and then it's going to collapse. We did have a leakage in it before the construction was completed, and they went through and did an Amos and Andy type fix, which instead of doing the thing right, they just patched it up enough to make it pass. And some of the people on the construction would say, well, hell, we don't worry about it. We'll be gone by the time you have serious problems. The next item, the MTA has voted to do an audit on the Expo Authority. This is really going to be something here. I don't know if it's an external or it's going to be an internal audit, but there have been enough engineering change orders written that crime has been committed on this board. There have been change orders committed to cover things like extra money for the contractor, favors for people, and things of that nature. So these are the type of engineering change orders that will happen. I know the FBI, as far back as 2006, have information on some of the irregularities that has taken place within this organization. We do have a noise problem, as I go back to that again. That seemed to be one of the serious ones for those of us who live along the alignment. And we'd like to see your report. That's what you promised to give to us. We haven't seen it as yet, so I'm sure that we'll get a chance to get that.
Hey, thank
and
you.
There was a...
Thanks, Mr.
I'll be leaving. I have one more thing to say.
Well, your time is up, kiddo, so if I give you more time, I have to give everybody
more time.
Well,
I can see now we have some difficulties in the days to come.
We will.
Thank you for giving me a chance.
Thank you, Mr. Simmons. Next, we have Ingeborg. How do you say your name?
You said it very well.
Oh, Ingeborg
Pochaska. Yes, very good.
Thank you. Welcome.
Hi. Thank you, board members. I just would like to say that the train is generally very well received. I hear it from people how easy it is to get places, and you don't have to drive and you don't have to park. And then my neighbor, very creative as he is, he created an expo pub crawl, which maybe you know, council member, what it is. But he started at a bar in Culver City, and the people walked over to the station, and then they got off at Pico, and they went to several bars downtown, and then they could take the train back, and they could, you know, whatever one does in the bar. So I thought that was very creative.
Since this is the fifth, I'm going to plead the fifth.
Anyway, the main reason I'm addressing the board is the appearance of the Culver City Station. If you come from the west on Venice, either by car or by foot, the whole station is covered with this dark green webbing. On the street level, there's this dark green fence. It covers the complete station.
Your time is up. I know it goes quickly. So why don't you
put a sign up on the fence saying Expo Station
is an Expo. Why don't you write down or talk to one of the staff folks. Make sure you get their ear. Who should you talk to?
Okay.
Raise your hand.
Okay.
And give her your specific information about that. Great. Thank you. Because remember, this is a public comment period. People have limited time to talk, and we need two people equally in the time, but we want to make sure we get the information, and there are multiple ways of getting it over to the staff. So thank you. Okay, and Mr. Eric Severing?
Eric Severing.
Severing, thank you.
Do I have 3 minutes or 1 minute?
Well, 1 minute for one item.
Okay, I'll talk fast. Thank you. Let me just say thank you very much for taking the time to listen to my comment. I appreciate it very much that you're taking that time, and also wanted to, I guess, second, thank you very much for getting the Expo line up and running. It's a really wonderful addition to the city, and I've used it many times. It's really great. I know you hear complaints, so I wanted to put forth some positive stuff for you. I was just hoping to make a suggestion for the second phase that maybe you would consider opening part of it a little sooner, maybe to Westwood. I've gone to some of the meetings and brought this up, and the reasoning given to me why that wasn't necessarily something to consider would be that not so much construction, but the testing of the train to that point might be a little more expensive to do it kind of twice. But I would just, I guess, bring up the point that maybe you would consider that, because if you look at how long it took to do the testing for phase one, it was about a year from April to April, and then it was very easy to do the testing from La Cienega to Culver City. So maybe because to Westwood, it doesn't really cross that many roads, and it's a possibility that, you know, Santa Monica is making a lot of big stations.
Thank you.
This might be to consider.
Thanks for planting that seed. Thank you.
I'm sorry?
Thanks for planting that seed into the break.
Thanks so much for listening.
Thank you. That concludes the cards that I have for the public comment item. So with that, we move on to item 5, which is the consent calendar. Do we have a motion for the consent calendar? Okay. We have a motion by Scalvo, seconded by Andrew, what's your last name again?
Westall,
right. Well, eventually I'll remember. Okay, any opposition? All those in favor? Okay, so that motion passes. Next, we will move on to the six items, the general board actions. We'll begin with item 6A. Now, turn to staff.
Item 6A, phase 2, extension of limited notice to proceed with Skanska Rados joint venture.
Yes, Madam Chair, members of the board, this item is an extension to a previous limited notice to proceed due to the lawsuit that has been filed against the environmental document. We were hesitant to give the contractor full notice to proceed. So now that Neighbors for Smart Rail has filed the California Supreme Court, would like to extend the limited notice to proceed until such time as the court decides whether they will hear the case or not. We've talked to our attorneys. They think that would be September 30th, that we should hear by then. And so this action would extend the limited notice to proceed by 2 months for an additional $50 million to bring the total limited notice to proceed to $220 million. That would keep the project moving forward on its current schedule.
Thank you. Do we have questions or motion?
I'll move.
We have a motion by Director Westall.
Second.
Seconded by Director O'Leary. Is there any further discussion? Okay. Is there any opposition? Okay. Then no opposition, then that motion passes unanimously. The next item is item 6B.
Item 6B, Phase 2 Utility Provisional Sum.
Yes, this item has to deal with trying to mitigate some of the delays in the third-party utility relocation for Southern Cal Edison and DWP. One of the ways to do that is we've been in discussions with both SCE and DWP is to have our contractor install the underground conduit work. Because both of those utility companies have limited resources and construction crews, we believe the best approach would be to have our contractor subcontract that work, soliciting bids for that work so that we can get multiple intersections underway at the same time. The way we would approach that would be to set a provisional sum for each of them. We're recommending $7.5 million for LADWP and $5 million for SCE. These are our estimates right now pending the final design, but we believe that at least that should get us going for quite some time and would recommend approval.
Thank you. Any discussion? A
motion?
Okay, a motion by Director Westall, seconded by myself. Is there any objection to that? Hearing no objection, that motion passes unanimously. With that, I'll note that item 6C has been continued to the next meeting. So as we move to 6D, we have a slightly different process. I'm going to adjourn the regular board meeting, and we are going to convene a formal public hearing in order to hear item 6D. Do we need to do anything more, Ms. Murray?
She's going to read something that's at the record.
Well, Wilma, okay, we'll be reading the item into the record. Okay, so we don't need to call roll call or anything. We were just convening it as a public hearing. Okay, thank you. Welcome.
Good afternoon, members of the board. The purpose of this public hearing is to determine the necessity for the acquisition of parcel identified as Los Angeles County Assessor Parcel Number 4268-013-902, more commonly known as 2525 Avenue, Michigan Avenue in the city of Santa Monica. The staff report addresses the following questions: whether the public interest and necessity require the project, whether the project is planned and located in the manner that would be the most compatible with the greatest public good and least private injury, whether the property interest is necessary for the proposed project, and whether an offer was made to the owner of record. The staff report has been given to the board secretary for inclusion in the official records of this public hearing. The parcel included in this action is required for the construction and operation of the Phase 2 Exposition Light Rail Transit Project. The light rail project will provide significant improvements in transportation and attendant access to economic opportunities for low-income, elderly, and transit-dependent persons living in the Los Angeles-Santa Monica West Side area. The environmental effects associated with the acquisition and construction of the Exposition Light Rail Project were evaluated in the final environmental impact report and environmental impact statement, which was certified by the board in February 2010. For the reasons discussed in the staff report and the EIR-EIS, staff recommends that the board find that the public interest and necessity require the project, that the project has been planned and located in the manner that would be most compatible with the greatest public good and least private injury, the property interests thought to be acquired are necessary for the project, the acquisition offer has been made in compliance with Government Code Section 7267.2. An appraisal was obtained to determine the fair market value of the property interest required. A written offer was made to the property owner for the full amount of just compensation. An effort was made to negotiate an acceptable purchase price with the owners, but agreement was not reached. Because of the imminent need to acquire the property interest for the Phase 2 Exposition Light Rail Project, staff recommends acquisition of the parcels through eminent domain.
Thank you. We now move to the public comment period of this public hearing, and just since this is my first time doing this, I want to be clear that each speaker has 1 minute.
Yes.
Yes, okay. And right now I have one speaker. I have one speaker card, and that's for Robert Berman. Berman? Mr. Berman. And you have 1 minute, and there's a...
It's my first time doing this also, so
okay.
I'll do my best. I'm all for the greater good of the Expo light rail coming to the beach from downtown. I'm actually extremely excited about it. I do have a vested interest in having a business there in Santa Monica, which is my livelihood, and I have been dealing with the people trying to relocate, et cetera, with me. And I just came here to say that I'm the process has been interesting, and they have been working hard, and I'm hoping that that's able to happen. I've been told not to get a lawyer, not to, you know, just to relax and everything will be fine. I'm trusting that that is the case. I have submitted paperwork explaining the nature of my business and what I do, and I'm just hoping it proceeds in that manner and it is all fair and just at the end.
Thank you, Mr. Berman.
Thank you.
Thank you. That concludes that. That's all the cards I have on this, so that concludes the public comment period of this item. So the action we have before us is to adopt a resolution of necessity authorizing commencement of an eminent domain action to acquire the subject property. Is there any discussion or motion? Amy? Okay, we'll do a roll call vote when we do that. Then, seeing no discussion, I'll make the motion. Is there a second?
Second.
Okay, second by... motion made by myself, O'Connor, second by O'Leary. We will have a roll call vote on this item.
Director O'Leary?
Aye.
Director Rescalvo?
Aye.
Director Willie Thomas? Director Westall?
Aye.
Vice Chair O'Connor?
Aye. So that motion passes unanimously. With that, well, we will adjourn the public hearing and we'll reconvene our regular board meeting. And the next item on our regular board agenda is item number 7. Which is the general board receive and file item, the phase 1 and phase 2 project status update.
Sure. starting with phase 1, exciting news that we're all aware of is we have now opened the line all the way, phase 1 from start to finish out to Culver City. Great event. All very excited about it. And we'll move on to phase 2 in the train arriving at Culver City Station. Our main issue now is going to be closing out the contracts and basically looking at resolution of our budget elements. The closeout with our main guideway contractor could be a very arduous task, and we're starting to work through that now to try to get that closed. The budget forecast is now $4.8 million shortfall for things that are known and anticipated at this time, but there's still items out there that could further affect the budget. We've gone through it before, disputed change orders, the unforeseen differing site conditions. We have one contract out there now that we're working through, so there is still some element of risk there. And the further we go on, we continue to incur additional third-party costs and professional service costs. And we're still working to try to achieve some additional reimbursements from third parties to try to further close the budget shortfall. summary of the forecasts. Move on to phase 2. You're going to start to see out there along the alignment a lot more activity now moving in this month and the rest of the summer. Contractors out there now doing a lot of work along the guideway, clearing it, removing soil. So you'll start to see now some more utility work. We're actually starting maybe to do our first bridge foundation, so we should start to see more activity out there along the guideway as we move forward here from this point forward. The main alignment design build contract, we're receiving a number of 85% submittal, so the design has continued to move on there. We're still continuing to work with the city on the National Palm Street improvements. We have an estimate of $400,000, and we're working with the city and the contractor, still trying to further refine that number and try to work out some sort of a cost agreement on how that's going to get funded. And as I said, you're seeing a lot more construction activity out there, sanitary sewer, sewer line encasements, and some water line work. As I reported last month, we're still working with DWP and Edison to recover some of the schedule loss that we were forecasting. We think we're making some strides there. Certainly the approval of the item for the provisional sum to have our contractor do some of the duct bank work, I think, is going to help us there. We're also working with a contractor to look at workarounds out in the field, again, to work to recover schedule. As far as the utilities themselves, you know, we're meeting with the highest levels of executive management to come up with ways that we can expedite things, holding quarterly partnering meetings, in an effort to try to work together to recover schedule. The maintenance facility design contract, the review of the 60% design is complete, and now our design contractor is advancing the design to the 85% level. At Venice Boulevard, we received our very important encroachment permit from Caltrans, so we can begin sewer relocation work there, which we expect to start next week. We need to get that work done so that we can follow the overhead power line and communication line relocations that are important to get down before we begin the actual bridge work. And we have the 100% drawings are actually in review as we speak. On the bikeway contract, the preliminary engineering drawings have been submitted for review, so that work is advancing also. Community outreach, we continue to outreach with the Urban Design Committee and stakeholders along the alignment, so we continue to do that work to keep everybody informed on what we're doing. The local hourly utilization for Skanska Rados, local hire for this past month, 53.2% for a cumulative to date of 42%. Subcontractors, month 66.2% for a cumulative to date of 3.4 for overall 57.6 this last month and a cumulative amount of 38%. Local and SBE goals, local have 5% attainment, again for 13.2% commitment, and for SBE it's 6.8 on a 24.9% commitment, but as I've said, I mean, we're just getting started here, so we would expect to see these numbers go up significantly as we start to ramp up the activities. I would expect we should see things once the construction gets going here through the summer. I would expect to see things start to improve on the numbers. But we'll keep monitoring and keep reporting, and we're staying on top of them as far as making sure that they do what they've committed to do.
What's the nature of the corrective action should it not meet the targeted numbers?
We have several mechanisms in the contract that we can use to address it. We have everything at our disposal from withholding to penalties to termination of the contract if we need to do that. But they have been on top of things. They've been doing very good outreach. They had a great SBE workshop that they held about 2 weeks ago. That was well attended. They had some new businesses participating. We, as Eric said, once things are underway in terms of construction, a lot of the typical SBE firms, such as trucking firms and some of the electrical firms, start coming on board. And so I imagine that we'll be seeing the attainments going up probably by the end of the summer.
Thank you.
And that concludes my presentation.
Any other questions? Thank you. So we move on to item 7B on phase two.
Yes, Madam Chair, members of the board. This item relates to the Sepulveda grade separation. There were questions brought up at the last meeting resulting from our recommendation to go ahead and start procuring the breaker switches for the relocation of Southern Cal Edison and whether or not that should be also included as a betterment. We are in the process of evaluating. We did conclude that the overhead to underground relocation would not have been necessary if we would have kept the project at grade. But we also recognized that we had to widen the street and there would be a lot of right-of-way acquisition that would have been required at grade. So we're still in the process of fully evaluating that, looking at our records as to what we estimated the cost for the right-of-way acquisition. Once we have that, we'll bring back an item to identify whether there is a delta difference between the overhead grade separation and station with what we would have had to pay had it been at grade.
Are there any questions?
Madam.
Director Ridley Downs.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I think this is an issue that was discussed at our last board meeting. More pointedly, the question should be, had the city of Los Angeles paid for the betterment or not, and if, in fact, it should have been appropriately calculated into the funding formula or the agreement with the city. Thorpe, your remarks don't seem to sufficiently address that issue. In other words, was the issue raised with justification or not?
It was raised with good justification.
Who are the culpable parties with respect to what did or did not happen, Mr. Thorpe?
It would be authority staff.
Thank
when
you.
We
is a public flogging appropriate, Mr. Thorpe?
If you feel that is appropriate, yes.
I'll be right back. I have the switch in the back room. Proceed.
Okay. So yes, what transpired is we bid out the grade separation as a differential between the cost, construction cost of keeping it at grade or an aerial station. What we didn't do was calculate the full cost, which is recognizing that SCE had to go underground.
Right.
And so, yes, that was in a rush to get the environmental document changed to accept the aerial structure. We missed that. And that we're now in the process of recalculating that, and we'll come back with you with the answer of whether there's still a betterment out there or whether the difference between at grade and the elevated structure, if there's a difference between the two of them.
And the delta, how do you quantify that delta? Estimates?
Yeah, we would evaluate what the cost of the original at grade, which included street widening and other utility relocation requirements. We'll estimate the cost of that. We'll estimate the new cost of the elevated grade separation with the Southern Cal Edison and DWP undergrounding, and then there's also some additional ticket vending machines that were missed as well. So we'll come up with a total of grade separation and a total of at grade and see what that delta is.
And any estimate floating at this point, Mr. Thorpe, that you can
not at this point, but we think that...
Oh, come on, give us a guess.
We suspect that the right-of-way cost that we would have had to acquire will offset the cost of the undergrounding.
Okay. So then that gets us closer. What does that number look like, Mr. Thorpe?
I don't have that number yet. We've asked staff.
You know that it will offset it, but you don't know what the number is.
No, I don't. I think it's somewhere in the $3 to $4 million range, but I don't have an exact number.
No, I only asked for an estimate. And this could potentially be favorable news to the authority?
It would be favorable to the city of L.A. because both the authority and the city of L.A., but yes, so we wouldn't have to acquire that right away, and the city wouldn't have a betterment on there, a substantial cost increase for that betterment.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Thank you, Mr. Thorpe.
Seeing no other questions, we'll move on to the next item. Is item 8, any CEO comments?
No, nothing further.
How about number 9, board member comments? A great opening to Culver City.
Yes, fantastic. It was a very exciting day for Culver City, and I'm glad my colleagues are here today to witness this at least statement. But with regard to the actual train itself, we've heard nothing but good things other than the suggestion that there may be some neighbors who have issue with sound regarding the train, so, and they have suggested that they may be coming to the next meeting. So I was hoping that tests could have been done by then so we can have some sort of understanding of the validity of the concerns, et cetera, in preparation for the next meeting.
Yes, Director O'Leary, we last week took the sound tests out in Culver City. Our noise consultant is now taking that data, evaluating it in preparation of a report, and that report will include Culver City as well as the rest of the alignment, specifically the areas that Clint Simmons was
great.
Concerned about.
And we will have that report by the next meeting, do you think? Or
Eric?
Yeah, that's what we're scheduled probably here by toward the end of the month, so I think we should be okay.
Okay, thank you. That's all.
Thank you. Any other comments?
Just on the matter of Culver City, again, it was a festive occasion. Director O'Leary took the opportunity to bullishly make the point about transit-oriented development immediately adjacent to two stations. Just wonder what conversations are appropriate. Expo Authority in conversation in earnest about the implications for that possibility. Or, Mr. O'Leary?
Well, I don't. The property is basically a metro property, and there's a MCA between Culver City and Metro have an agreement on that piece of property, a portion of it, that basically says that we will get, I believe it's 200, or Metro will get 250 underground spaces dedicated for transit as a result of that joint development. It's been a while since I've looked at that MCA.
And Director Ridley Thomas, your concerns are regarding the redevelopment agency and its demise and how it has or could affect that development?
No. The concern is about a real live project there and who can help make that happen from the public sector side of the equation. And obviously, Metro would have a piece of that puzzle. Not completely sure that Expo can't weigh in with its imaginative suggestions as well. And who knows, you might see a project come forward, and it seems to me that it causes us to stay focused on the benefits of projects of this sort, namely that you not only get traffic congestion relief, you not only get opportunity to afford riders a cost-effective way to move about, but get the benefit for economic development and improvement of the quality of life in the immediate environment of the Bell project. So it seems to me that it's fully appropriate to broadly imagine impacts can be beyond the first 2 points. And obviously, the quality issues are relevant as well. So, right there, immediately adjacent to the station, and so it seems to me when such possibilities exist, you've got to think outside of the box to some extent and make something happen. That would be the thrust of my reason for punctuating it, Madam Chair, and lend a friendly assist to the councilman from the city of Culver City as he pounded his chest at the opening that day.
Well, I appreciate that, and it appears there's an issue of title insurance that seems to be
minor detail
in limbo at the moment with regard to the discussions of whose property should the state be taking it. So there's a lot of unknowns.
a cloudy...
Any help would be greatly appreciated.
A clouded title has never prevented any other development projects from going forward, sir.
Thank you.
And a new era of
yes.
No redevelopment.
Right.
Okay, if there are no other board member comments, we will move to item 10, which is closed session. Is there anything we need to announce?
Yes, Madam Chair. Item 10A is a conference with legal counsel regarding existing litigation under Government Code 54956.9A, the matter listed in the agenda. We do not anticipate reportable action.
Okay, great. So we're going to closed session, and we also have one staff person if we need to for each of us.
Yeah.
Okay, great. Hey,
I'll represent myself.
Yes, that's what I thought. So we will go into closed session. We will come back to adjourn, or
yes.
I will come back
yes,
to adjourn
sure.
the meeting when we are finished. Okay, thank you. And our next meeting is August 2nd.